Hey guys, before we get this episode started off, we just have an announcement to make. It's kind of a serious announcement, and we want to let you know that we're both okay. Matt and I have both found out that our penises are not as big as we thought they were. It's a bit of a rough time. It's a bit of a hit to the kind of
the channel.
Yeah. We were a bit overconfident, and we overstepped.
Yeah.
That kind of level of confidence. But we just want to let you know this is going to be the same podcast, just different sized penises.
Yeah.
So if we want to get back to the funny ha-has of the episode, we can do that.
Okay.
Welcome to Super Mega Cast episode 114.
This is the Halloween edition, spooky Mega.
Oh yeah, this is the scary episode.
Yeah, we got some scary. So we're gonna talk about conspiracy theories, and scary things, and Halloween.
You
know, some people say Halloween. Some people say Halloween.
Go on.
You say Halloween.
Yes.
I say Halloween.
Halloween.
Why is that?
I mean, I think it is Hallow, like Halloween, because like Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve.
Yeah. It's like Hallow.
I don't know. I heard you say Halloween yesterday, and you said Halloween, and I was like,
that's I say Halloween. That just, it seems, sounds more natural.
No, Halloween. A lot of people say that.
This is Halloween.
But,
this is Halloween.
Guys.
This is Halloween. Halloween.
We're here for this episode of this podcast.
We are. We're here.
We wouldn't be anywhere else. And
there is an open bag of Doritos on the floor.
Is a big bag of open Doritos that's been there for a couple weeks now, just sitting there open.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
It
okay.
has. I think I think Aaron was in here recording. He was eating a big bag of nacho cheese party size Doritos. So that's a big bag that's gone to waste now. So
he takes a bag out of his trunk for every recording.
It's weird. They're just piling up in here.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, welcome back. Hope everyone's having a lovely week, a lovely day, whenever you're
night.
Listening to this, or night, yeah, you could be listening to this while you fall asleep. It's going to spook you to the core, so you might not be able to sleep after listening to this one.
Yeah, we're going to really scare you.
Yeah. Boo!
Uh-oh, got him.
Yep.
So, our first scary topic of the day, Matt, is it's going to be ghosts.
Okay.
Spooky!
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced a ghost, Matthew?
If I ever experienced a ghost,
or has a ghost ever experienced you?
Maybe a ghost has experienced me in a delightful little way. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that is scary.
You ever been pleasured by a ghost?
No, dude, but Ghostbusters 1, there was a blowjob ghost.
Yeah, oh,
gave the dude a blowjob.
What
a hand job.
What
I don't
if
know.
You were just like asleep in bed and a ghost just came up and blew you? How would you like? What would you do if you just started experiencing like a hand job? But there was nothing there.
I'd look up, like, can ghosts give me STDs and go to... There's got to be ghost experts that know this shit, where it's like, yeah, well, not if it's a demon, but if it's a regular spirit, they're more connected to the human realm, which means they do also carry diseases. Now, they're not the same as physical symptoms, but they do carry a lifelong burden of depression and sadness.
A spooky transmitted disease?
Yeah.
A scary transmitted disease?
Yeah. A scary transmitted... What if the doctors just called STDs that? We got a scary transmitted disease here.
I'm afraid you've got an STD. A scary transmitted disease. That's what it stands for?
Yeah, isn't it?
I mean, just look at it.
It's scary.
That's just... It just looks like a rash.
Doctor...
Ew! Like it's like cheese dog.
I'm pretty
you know
sure.
a lot of people actually have STDs. It's actually it is normal, isn't it?
Having an STD.
Here's the thing. Look at the number of people who have STDs. Okay, it's not technically normal, but it's very close to normal
because of how many people have STDs.
Yes.
What's the number?
Probably like a third of the population has to have an STD.
Isn't it like 1 in 5 adults have HIV or herpes? Not HIV, herpes.
I don't know.
It's like a crazy, scary number. I found out.
I looked it up one time on the podcast because we were talking about.
It was scary, dude. It was like, what the hell?
And now I don't know. Did I bring my phone in here?
I think you brought your phone.
Maybe
in
Maybe I didn't. Maybe it's
guys. That is the scariest thing we could talk about of all is STDs. So make sure you wrap up your junk. Wrap it up.
Some people live a perfectly good life with an STD, Matthew.
You sound like you're defending getting STDs.
I'm not saying you should get an STD, but I'm saying that you shouldn't fucking go off the rails if you do. You just got to be a more responsible person, right?
And inform all of your sexual partners
yeah.
if you have an STD.
And just know that, like, your decisions led to this somehow.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to take account and be like, oh, how did this... Although, you could just put your trust 100% in someone and they fail you completely.
Or you could have sat on a toilet seat when you had a cut on your bum and got hepatitis C.
Yes, yes.
Or you could be walking barefoot on the sidewalks of Los Angeles and
get hepatitis.
Because, okay, so let's talk about a recent scare that Ross and I had. And no, Ross and I did not sleep together.
I wish I could have my phone out so we actually, like, don't make up shit on the spot.
Hey, it's the scary episode. It's scarier if we make shit up.
Oh, man.
They're not fact-checking
so
us.
So, for... Y'all can fact-check us, but...
Please don't.
Might be important for this specific thing.
Okay, so... After Drunk Drawing Live, the first show, Ross was very drunk. Ross had had two bottles of wine all to himself. I tried to help a little bit. Ryan tried to help. Harrison had a few sips. But overall, Ross downed the majority of those bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm.
All by himself.
Yep.
And he was very, very drunk. I think he also had a shot of rum or something.
He had some beer as well.
Yes.
He mixed all kinds of alcohol that night.
He was making a witch's brew.
Mm-hmm.
And the show ends, and Ross he's very gone. You can see it on his face. Like, sometimes you look at someone and you're like, wow, they're drunk, just because you can see the look on their face.
He's just not there.
His eyelids are heavy. He's stumbling around. And we're outside the venue after everyone's left, and there's a food truck selling mac and cheese. And Ross is like, oh, I get some mac and cheese. Because when he gets drunk, his Australian accent comes out.
Cheese and maccas.
Or whatever they say. Some stupid Australian bullshit. So we go and we buy Ross some mac and cheese. And he sits down with it on the bench. And he's like, oh, there's onions on this. I'm allergic to onions. So he starts trying to, like, wipe the onions off. And then just knocks the whole thing on the ground upside down on the sidewalk of LA. And he freaks out. So he scoops it all up back into the container off of the Los Angeles sidewalk. And that is... LA sidewalks, that's nasty.
Yeah,
that is disgusting. They're gross. They smell like pee pee, and he just starts eating it like from the sidewalk. And I didn't realize I took a bite because I thought that I was eating from a section that didn't fall on the ground. And Harrison ate some too. Turns out that it had all fallen on the ground, so I ate some off the sidewalk too. And then the next day, I'm telling the story, and Ryan's like, you know, you can get herpes from that. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, there's like an epidemic in Los Angeles where the sidewalks are infested with herpes.
But it's not herpes.
Is it hepatitis?
Yeah, I think it's hepatitis.
Some bad STD with an H. It's like they have to bleach the sidewalks because there's so much of it. And I freaked out. I was like, oh, no. Am I going to get hepatitis from eating mac and cheese?
Did you start looking up like hepatitis pics?
I did. I was freaking out. I was like, I swear to Christ, if I get an STD from eating macaroni and cheese off the sidewalk,
you're going to kill Ross.
I'm going
to
kill Ross.
That was a reality. You were fixing to mangle Ross's corpse.
I was going to mangle him and turn him into a corpse and then mangle his corpse.
Yes.
I was pissed off. And I call Ross up later that day. I'm like, hey, Ross, I'm just, as a friend, I feel like I should tell you this. You might have an STD because of it. We ate the mac and cheese off the sidewalk. And he was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then he got mad at me. I was like, Ross, I'm just trying to do my duty as a friend and inform you. I could just let you go on.
I mean, even though it might be somewhat ill-informed, I'm just trying to help a brother out.
I mean, Brent and Ryan were very adamant about this whole
hepatitis sidewalk
thing. And I looked it up, and it's real.
I don't know if it's in LA. Is it LA or is it somewhere?
It's LA, okay. Man. They got to bleach the sidewalks in front of storefronts because you're not supposed to walk barefoot on the sidewalks because of all the hepatitis.
Damn.
How does it even get on the sidewalk? How does hepatitis just get on the sidewalk?
Someone accidentally just spilled a barrel of it on the sidewalk.
It's a hepatitis truck going by and it crashed. And it just spilled hepatitis everywhere.
That's how superheroes are made.
Hepatitis man?
Either hepatitis truck. It crashes and spills acid onto a poor child who then becomes hepatitis man.
It spills just liquid hepatitis. Hepatitis man, covered in boils, can't get out of bed.
Is that what hepatitis does? It covers you in boils?
That sounds like a fucking plague.
That sounds like a biblical plague.
Dude, listen, if you get dunked in a barrel of liquid hepatitis, you're probably going to get boils.
Okay.
You know, it's like, yeah. if I just contract hepatitis, maybe not. But if I'm dunked in, like, liquid hepatitis, I'm breaking out in some kind of nasty
hepatitis.
Skin condition.
That should be the name of this podcast.
Liquid hepatitis.
It sounds so gross.
Hepatitis,
and
man.
Then in parentheses, ooh, spooky.
Okay. I like that title.
Don't.
But Ross and I don't have, I haven't been tested. But I would like to believe I don't have hepatitis from that.
Oh, you better not pass it to anyone else.
Well, Ross consulted a microbiologist, and she said you can't get it that way.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm in the clear.
So that article was just bullshit.
No.
What?
I mean, there is hepatitis on the sidewalks. I just don't think you can get it from it coming in contact with mac and cheese and then me eating it.
Okay.
I'd have to put my penis on the sidewalk and scrape it around a little bit.
The foreskin a little bit?
I don't. I'd have to regrow my
foreskin.
I don't have a foreskin either. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Fuck you.
We have our little helmets.
you still have that if you're uncircumcised.
No, but like that's all you see.
All you see is the helmet head of the penis.
Yeah,
we don't even have a shaft anymore. They got rid of that. All we have
it's
is the head
like
of the penis.
It's not like a vampire right before he like goes like we don't have that cape up.
If you're uncircumcised, get your penis tattooed to be a vampire and you can like, you get what I'm saying.
There are a lot of uncircumcised people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like
a majority of the world is uncircumcised.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm in the minority here?
Unfortunately. Our parents
Why
robbed that from us.
Why is my penis cut off at a young age? They didn't even baptize me at a young age and they cut my penis off?
They literally just cut my whole shaft off and reattached the head to the balls. That's all they did. And I just recently found out that that's not how circumcision is.
Yeah,
and
then they permanently stitched googly eyes on it, which is weird.
Yeah, but I can't do anything about that, can I, Ryan?
No.
And I don't appreciate you sharing that personal information with everyone.
My parents painted mine like Spider-Man.
Well, that's weird.
What?
That's not normal.
You go to the fair.
I'd like to get my son's penis painted. Is he circumcised? Yep. Okay. All right, do you want the Minion? Do you want Spider-Man? Do you want the Tiger?
Ugh.
Son, you want the Tiger or the Minion?
Minion. I would like the Minion.
It's like, it's 24-year-old you. And you got to sit down and remove your slacks. Is there blood on my sock? Now that's spooky. Look, there's blood on my sock. I don't know where it came from.
Your vagina?
Shut the hell up, Ryan.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Not cool.
You're about to give birth.
No, I'm not.
To
Where are you going with this one?
I see that smile.
I see the lost look on your face.
It's the
same expression when you're trying to make a joke, but you don't know where to go, and you get this like very lost, innocent look on your face, and your lips are pursed because you're just waiting to say
like
whatever.
Like,
yeah, you're waiting to spit out. Just the next thing comes, you finish it. From my vagina, because I'm about to give birth to a.
Come
on.
You interrupted me and
come
I forgot.
On. Well,
am I supposed to come up with something on the spot here?
Rekindle that fire.
Okay. Matt has blood on his sock.
Okay.
Which then made me go, vaginas make blood. So why not just comment on that?
It's the only place blood comes from.
So then Ryan said, from your vagina, to also demasculate Matt.
Yeah, so. And it worked.
Demasculate, whatever.
Demasculinize.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then afterwards, my head went, oh, that's a period joke. People aren't going to like that. And then I was like, okay, maybe I'll just switch it on childbirth last second. Then I'm like, because you're giving birth. And that's where I got lost, because I'm like, well, now I don't know where it's going. I could have just stopped at the period bit, but I had to try to make it safe. So now I've just dug myself into two different holes. Well, like, it's one hole, but another canal leads to another 6-foot hole that I've dug. Kind of like what, not unlike what Zero kind of did for Caveman in Holes.
Yeah.
Digging two holes at once.
I remember that. That was,
there's an important lesson in life. Don't go around digging someone else's holes.
That's true. And also, don't be a bad boy, because they'll take you to Camp Greenwood.
Yeah.
Camp Green Lake.
And they're going to take a bad boy.
Make him dig 6 feet.
5 feet.
Five?
That's what? In the song.
Oh, make him dig 5 feet.
Make him dig 5 feet. And there's dirt in the shovel. We'll give him a beat. Oh, well, you got to find something never found before. If not, you just got to dig some more.
You
gotta
go dig them holes.
What?
Oh, speaking of holes, okay, I'll talk about something scary. I remember when I was probably like 12 or 13. Yeah. My next door neighbor invited me over, and
did he kidnap you?
He did. He held me hostage and he beat me and whipped me. But his son was he was like 4 years older than me, and uh-huh. his friend was over. And I remember they invited me over, and they wanted to show me this like hole they had dug, and it was not just a hole, but it was a tunnel they had somehow dug underground that came out like 6 or 7 feet on the other side of the yard.
It's actually really cool.
So it's actually really impressive that they had done that, but they dug like a legit tunnel that went underground. But this thing was narrow. I'm talking like 2 feet wide by like 1 foot tall. And they wanted me to climb through it. Like, I think that they wanted me to like test it. They're like, climb through it. And I did. And I was like so tightly enclosed in this hole under, like this tunnel underground.
Uh-huh.
And looking back, that shit was terrifying. I don't know why I did that. I could collapse. I could have died. But yeah, for all you claustrophobia, I climbed through a very small hole.
That's scary.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. That was stupid.
Don't do that.
And then one of the kids peed in the hole, so.
While you were in it?
No, just afterwards. He just
did you ask him
it.
To?
I don't know why. I was like, dude, you just ruined the hole. No one's going to climb through that anymore.
It's like, oh, it dries up.
It's like, well, yeah, but there's dried piss in there. I'm going to get hepatitis. That's how you get hepatitis.
Dried piss in a hole in the ground.
So if you ever see a hole in the ground with dried piss, don't go in there. You're going to get hepatitis.
Are you ready for a Halloween story, Matt?
No, I'm ready.
This is called Ryan's Trick-or-Treating Adventure. No,
I just
scratch
like Ryan,
that.
Ryan's Trick-or-Treating.
Ryan's Trick-or-Treating. Okay, Ryan's Trick-or-Treating. This was back, I want to say, freshman year of high school.
You were still trick-or-treating in ninth grade?
Probably.
I did it until I was 16, guys. 16 was my last year, and I had hit my growth spurt by then, so everyone was like, people denied me candy, and I was like, you
asshole.
So
you were a junior in high school?
No, I was a sophomore.
Oh, okay.
But people would still be like, you're too tall, I'm not giving you candy. I'm like, fuck you!
Okay.
Not cool. Continue.
So, freshman year of high school, I was in this kind of friend group. The best way I can describe it is these two friends had a falling out, and I filled in the puzzle piece for one of the other guys. I would hang out with both of them, and they'd constantly talk shit about each other. But in my head, I'm like, oh, they're going to be friends again. But so they were just hanging out with me, kind of like, I'm mad at this person. I need someone to vent to because I can't vent to them about it because I'm mad at them type of thing. And one of them had just invited a bunch of people to go trick-or-treating. And one of the girls I had a really big crush on that they invited. So I was like, this is my chance. And I was talking to my friend about like, do you think I have a chance with this girl? Like, do you think there's any realm of possibility? Like, should I even try to pursue this? And he was like, yeah, of course you should. You should definitely do that. I was like, okay. So everyone comes over, and by everyone, I mean this girl, one of her friends, the two friends that hate each other, and me. So that's the group. And so we start trick-or-treating. I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna just try to talk to this girl. So I go up and try to talk to the girl, and everything's going fine. And it seems like we're hitting it off, right?
Little Ryan McGee's knocking it out of the damn ballpark.
Yeah, I'm just like, yo, what's your favorite color?
Ooh. Oh,
that's not mine. Mine's blue. What's your favorite animal?
You're supposed to lie and just say it's yours, too.
Yeah, you know.
Damn, dude, Ryan, you're fucking hitting home runs here.
I know. And then the friend that told me I should go for it came from behind me and gave her a big old smooch on the mouth.
Whoa!
And then everyone started walking ahead, and I'm like, what? And so basically what it turned out, which I wasn't aware of, was these two friends made amends. And one of the friends was liking the girl's friend, and so the girl's friend brought the girl that I liked along with her, but then the girl's friend also liked my friend's friend. Who was also my friend.
You lost me.
Okay, so basically, okay, this is hard to explain. So the girl I liked, right?
Yeah.
She was with that other girl who was invited by the one of the friends.
Gotcha.
Who liked her.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So it turned out to be a double date scenario that I wasn't aware of.
Oh, Ryan.
So basically the whole night, it was the couples. Literally, I remember how far away. We were probably 5 car lengths away with me walking in the back with my little trick-or-treat bag, just walking.
By yourself?
I didn't have a car. I couldn't drive home. What was I going to do? So I was just walking behind like these two couples now, like high school kind of like flirtatious couples. And I'm just like, well, this is a fun night. This is something else.
Did you get some good candy?
I got some good candy.
That's good, yeah.
It was a very, 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 very unfortunate night for me, though.
That sucks, dude. I'm sorry.
Really took a hit to my self-esteem.
I know.
And then I was like, to my friend, I was like, what the F? And we just stopped talking. It just kind of,
we need a redemption, Ryan. We got to get him on Super Mega, and we got to ask him what the F he was thinking.
He's the same person that introduced me to Smosh.
Okay.
And YouTube.
So, okay, so he did do some good.
In the beginning,
then he crushed your heart.
This was a big backstab.
That fucking sucks, dude. I'm sorry.
Sorry about the confusing who's who.
It's okay.
I can't use names, of course.
I drew it out in my head with like a little, like, one of those, like...
All you need is the picture of me walking alone 5 car lengths back from 2 happy couples from which I thought we were just going to be in one big group having fun. But high schoolers are horny, so they want to be with the girls.
That's true. Oh, man. I was just thinking back to last year's Spooky Megacast, and I remember it was episode 66, Madea 2, where we had reviewed Madea Boo 2, a Madea Halloween.
Yeah, he didn't come out with a third one this year.
I was just about to say, I just realized, I'm disappointed. Tyler Perry did not release a third Madea's Halloween movie this year.
Aren't they making a third one?
Not that, to my knowledge.
Look it up on IMDb.
Very well could be. And I hope he just drops in like April. Let me see. Madea Halloween 3. I mean, we got to go see every Madea movie that comes out.
Yeah.
Will there be a Madea Halloween 3? Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral 2019. All right, we got to go to that.
Yeah.
We got to go see Madea's Family Funeral.
All I'm saying is, if Madea Boone, who did that?
There was a Discord notification.
Oh. All I'm saying is, if Boo 3 came out, a Madea Halloween Boo 3 came out, it would be so scary. We need to change our pants. And not just our pants, but the underwear underneath our pants. And what better underwear to replace some nasty-ass, raggedy-ass, shitty-filled underwear than MeUndies? You've heard us obsess over our MeUndies and all the amazing colors and prints they offer. But fellas and girls, did you know that MeUndies also makes the world's most comfortable lounge pants and tees? With fall finally here, now is the perfect time to put these cozy essentials to the test.
Guys, let me slow it down for a second and tell you about these lounge pants. The lounge pants are made from the same micromodal fabric as their undies. Oh shit, that's soft, dude. That underwear is soft, so I can only imagine what those lounge pants are like. Let me tell you, you'll be in fall heaven when you cover your entire bottom half with fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton. It really is 3 times softer than cotton.
It's really
soft. I probably have like 12 pairs of MeUndies at this point. Because the folks at MeUndies are so sweet, and they keep sending us free undies. Like, most of my underwear now is MeUndies, and it is...
Why would you ever go back to...
I can't, dude. I put on a pair, and then I look at my nasty Hanes whitey tighties, and I'm like, ew, why would I ever go back to those?
Well, I mean, tis the season, Matt. Because MeUndies is also celebrating the fall season with fun Halloween prints. Check out their latest jack-o'-lanterns prints in underwear, socks, and bralettes.
The best part... When you join the membership, you can get all this stuff. Lounge pants, tees, not the drink, like t-shirts,
yeah,
and undies. Everything MeUndies makes for less than anyone else. Special member pricing is just one of the many perks of joining the membership.
But get this, Matt. There's also a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
I got it.
You're going to love these undies. But if you're not into it, MeUndies will do whatever they can to get you into the right pair. And if they can't, well, keep them and they'll refund you. So, you know, it's really risk-free. You'll get a free pair of underwear out of it, and you'll support your boys if you sign up. You know
what
I'm
saying? Yeah, guys, when you sign up to get MeUndies, you actually are supporting our podcast.
And you get 15% off.
15% off?
That's right, and free shipping.
What? And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Guys, there is no reason you shouldn't be getting this freaking underwear.
It helps the channel out. Yeah. It's fucking, it feels nice. Underwear is something that you should use every day.
You should, yeah.
That's why I said should. I don't want to judge anybody.
If you're going commando, no judgment, but you should be wearing soft micromodal fabric underwear.
Unless you're going to church, then fly free, my friend.
Yeah, fly free, brother. Anyway, guys, to get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/supermega. What is it, Ryan?
MeUndies.com/supermega. Well, that's one ad read out of the way. And you know what, Matt? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, fuck.
What is your favorite Halloween song? There's so many to choose from.
Spooky, scary skeletons. It's fun.
Yep.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
Whenever you used to come out on the back porch when we used to live with Mark... Daniel would start singing that song as you were walking up.
That offended me.
At first, he wouldn't even tell you. He'd just do it to make me laugh. But then he'd start doing it out loud to get at you.
Yeah, and I'd
I would still laugh because it was funny.
Yeah, because I'm so lanky and skinny. They just sing the... You're not the only people that have ever done that.
I didn't sing it. I did later.
You did later. You go, spooky, scary skeletons. And I get really mad. And I look at you and go, dum, 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 dum.
Yep. Those are our theme songs.
I'm trying to beef up, dude. I've been going to the gym, and there ain't nothing scary about that. I'm sore. I'm sore as hell.
You could die in the gym. A lot of people die in the gym.
I almost...
died in the gym?
Well, actually, I was there with Ross the other night, and I was bench pressing, and basically, like, the way this bench press at the gym we go to works is it's on, like, a track that's, like, vertically going up. So you're not just, like, free lifting a bar. It's, like, connected to it, and okay. You lift it up, and it has these notches for you to put it on when you're done for it to, like, hang on. I saw you smile. You thought about Notch from Minecraft,
I did.
Didn't you?
You know I did. You know I did. Sorry about that.
And basically it slipped and I almost... Okay. Ryan just sucked the microphone like a cock. You just put it in your mouth.
I did.
That's gross. Dude, think about how many people's breath goes on that.
You know I don't care.
Yeah, you don't give a shit. I almost dropped the whole bar with the weights on it on my neck. Like it slipped and I caught it. That would have fucking, like, broken my neck and killed me.
It would have. You'd have been dead. Whew. But you're not dead. You're alive.
I'm here to be on episode 114. 113 could have been the last episode of Super Megacast. But here I am.
You know what's hilarious?
What?
In 150 years, everyone that's alive right now will be either ashes or buried in the ground.
That's not true. Technology is going to advance while we're alive, and they're going to be able to put our minds into a supercomputer.
Yeah. Have you? Yeah.
And we're still going to be making Super Mega 200 years from now. Dude, if I could, I would. That'd be fun. We could be inside a computer being like, beep, boop, welcome to Super Mega.
People are like, life is meaningful because it's so short. I'm like, fuck that. You only get one. I want to be here as long as
well,
I can.
That's why it's meaningful. Because it's short, so you got to do as much fun shit as you can and make it worth it.
Ew.
Do you want to live forever?
No,
I
want to live forever. I just like to live at least 200 years.
I was just about to say the exact same thing. 200 years. That'd be a good lifespan.
That sounds like the perfect lifespan where you can like, I feel like at year 100, you're like, I have come into my own finally as a person. And now I'm going to like live and learn more. I just feel like at 100 years, you've seen so much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd like to age slower, though, if that's the case. So it's like,
yes,
when I'm 40, I'm aged as if I'm 20. No, I wish. Okay. I age regularly until I'm 20, and then 20 slows down between 20.
Then it's like a double 40. Thing. Yeah, so like, yeah, for every 20 years, you age 10 years.
So then when I'm 100.
How about every 30 years, you age 10 years?
Okay. Sounds good. So when I'm like 160, I'm actually like 80.
Yeah.
You know, in the Bible, they lived to be like 900.
Sure they did.
Yeah.
Fucking losers.
I actually want to talk about conspiracy theories because,
ooh,
I've always been a big fan of conspiracy theories.
And for that, we brought I brought a special guest.
You didn't.
Come on, Matt Pat. What else?
Thank you, Matt Pat.
Oh my god. I don't have any ill will towards Matt Pat. I just think a lot of the conspiracies are goofy.
Of course.
I have no ill will towards him. That might have seemed like a slight. I just made a funny fart noise. I'm sorry.
What if he fights you? Like, you guys do a big boxing match?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of...
He's a handsome dude.
He is. I just feel like... I'm not trying to say anything about Matt Pat, but I feel like a lot of YouTubers are very vindictive, and they don't do much in revenge unless they're like Jake Paul or anything. But I don't think they do much in revenge in terms of, like, right in front of the camera. I feel like they pull little chess moves.
He's gonna call up YouTube and like do some behind the scenes stuff and get our channel like less monetized. That Ryan guy from Super Mega made fart noises when talking about me. And why would it demonetize that channel?
And he's gonna go to YouTube and go, look, I'm not gonna upload another conspiracy video until you fucking slit the throat of Ryan Elias McGee.
More like Ryan Smelly Ass McGee.
Ow! Fuck! Stop! Stop!
I just beat me with a fucking pillow. I'm sorry.
I'll beat you with my cock next, little man.
Don't do that.
I'll beat off.
Okay, you sure? It's not in front of me.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I'll do it right now. What would you do?
If you just started jerking off in front of me?
If I started getting my little willy hard and I started beating off, man, what would you do?
Did you ever have friends that would just like jerk off in front of you as a kid?
No. I know you did.
I had this one friend that I was hanging out at his house, and I just turn around, and he's just like jerking off, and I was like, "Dude, what are you doing?"
Did you sit there and watch till he came?
Yeah, he came right in my face.
Right in my face, dude.
No,
I just wanted to experience it. It was like Shamu's like fucking show.
But it was like
I was in the splash zone, baby.
I'd wear a tarp. It was weird though, and I went home and I told my mom. I was like, "Mom,
my friend came in my face.
He was jerking off in front of me," and she was like, "That's weird, sweetheart." She has a really deep voice. But like...
She's such a deep soul.
She is, man. But basically, let's talk about conspiracy theories. Because that's spooky. And I don't give any credence to any conspiracy theories. Like, I don't actually really believe any big, major conspiracy theories. There's ones that I think are more plausible.
Yeah. I feel like, unfortunately, it's just there are moments of coincidence that you have to accept. Because coincidences happen all the fucking time.
Just weird shit happens.
Like,
yeah.
You know weird shit happens in your day-to-day life. You're like, well, that was fucking weird.
Like, I will be reading a word and then hear someone say the word or hear it on TV, like, right when I... Like, shit like that.
Like, my stepmom took a trip to Germany one day. And then...
Just for a day.
She took a trip to Germany, like, years and years ago. And she ended up seeing one of her, like friends also there randomly. And
that's
like
so weird.
Small world. It's like, what's the coincidence of that happening? Now, does that mean like there was some overarching plan for that to happen? No, it just is a fucking coincidence.
But like,
I feel like unfortunately JFK, it's like a coincidence at all. I don't know. I feel like JFK is the one conspiracy theory that I can get behind. Like something weird happened there.
No, what if his head just exploded? What if? What if he went to like, you know how when you hold your nose and then blow to pop your ears? What if he was doing that and his head just popped?
He like for an airplane?
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to depressurize your
fucking head? Well, he was flying earlier in the day. Maybe he was just trying to like, you know, pop his ears.
Poor wife. Jackie did not have a good time that day.
No, that was not a fun day for Jackie.
She jumped on the back of the car, started picking at his little brain pieces, trying to collect them up.
She got some goofy stuff on her.
She might have been trying to bring him back to life. She was going to put all the brain pieces back.
Which that actually works, guys. You can do that.
Yeah, Frankenstein, nonfiction.
So are there any conspiracy theories that you... Not saying you believe in, but you think are more plausible than others. I got one that I might get some what's the word I'm looking for?
Flack?
Some flack for. Which I'm not saying I believe it, but I the reasoning behind it makes sense to me.
Okay, I got one real quick.
Okay, what do you think?
I don't even think this is a conspiracy theory. What? It was like Project something. I can't remember.
Bluebeam?
No. It was like about teleportation. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, the Philadelphia?
Yeah, that shit.
Project?
Where like
that shit's scary.
There's a lot of shit you can read up on that. And like, I get super invested in it. And
I do too.
In my head, I'm like, maybe.
I know, because it's fun. It's fun to be like,
I know.
But
there's not that much of a chance that some of that, that all of that shit went down. But like, I don't know.
Basically, if those don't know, it's like in World War II, I think.
Yeah.
After the Manhattan Project, they tried to like teleport a, or no, they tried to make like a Navy cruiser invisible using some like crazy technology that Albert Einstein worked on. And then it apparently like teleported 200 miles away, 10 seconds back in time. And then everyone on board was like fused with the ship or mentally challenged for the rest of their lives or killed themselves later.
Yeah.
And I think that's freaky.
It's just a good story.
It's a great story if it's not true. But okay, one conspiracy theory I can get behind is, so they say the Earth is round. Right? No, I'm just kidding. I don't do the moon landing one. Because I can see the reasoning would be like, it'd be easy to fake it just so we beat the Soviets.
But wouldn't it be in the best interest of the other countries to disprove what we did as well and not fall in line like they did?
Yeah, that's true. But I'd just say out of conspiracy theories, that's like one of the more believable ones to me.
Oh, yeah.
Stanley Kubrick. He filmed it. Actually, I was watching The Shining last night and... Harrison was telling me about how like there's a lot of a lot of people think that like The Shining was his apology for faking the moon landing. Mm-hmm. And there's like there's one shot where the kid Danny is just wearing a sweater that has Apollo 11 knitted on it, and Harrison was like, that's really not helping his case out. But I don't know. That one, like, maybe
there's a lot of footage you look at where it's really goofy.
It's really crazy that we went to the moon in the 60s?
I will say this. If there is a factual claim by someone who I could trust, and it was kind of like the start of it being general knowledge of someone going, yeah, we faked the moon landing back then. I'd believe it. I believe that we'd fake the moon landing to get ahead in some way, to build up aspirations and to build up...
win the space race, you know?
Well, win the space race, but it wasn't all about just being, having the better technology. It was also just kind of like
being first.
Well, in the time, think about the time we were in. Everyone was super competitive. And also, like, I think like the country was just super depressed in general.
Yeah, and let's get
your spirits up, people. Let's go to the moon.
People
want to see us go to the big cookie in the sky.
the big wheel of cheese up there. Remember when Wallace and Gromit took their dumb asses up there and ate cheese off the moon?
Yeah.
Fuck those motherfuckers.
Ain't no cheese, it's dirt.
We had to beat the Soviets. Speaking of Soviets, there's another conspiracy. Oh, I got a good one. It's not really a conspiracy theory. It's just
Hitler in South America.
No, that's a goofy
there's a whole book about it, too.
There's documentaries. Well, the reason that's a big thing is because a lot of Nazis ended up in Argentina, because Argentina became like a haven for Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of Nazis fled Germany and went to Argentina at the end of World War II. And there's still like a big Nazi population in Argentina.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think that like, oh, Hitler faked his death and then like escaped and just went to Argentina and lived the rest of his days out there, sitting on the beach, drinking Mai Tais with the little umbrellas in it. Good for him. Basically, have you ever heard of the Lost Cosmonauts? Basically,
sounds
it's like
familiar.
During the space race, when the United States...
I think there's like Easter eggs about them and in shows sometimes.
I wouldn't be surprised. Anyways. It's freaky, but it's like the Soviets and the Americans were like, you know, they're fighting to be the first people in space to orbit the world, to go to the moon, mm-hmm. shit like that. And basically, there's like all of these... you know, the Soviet Union sent the first man into orbit. They won that one. It was like Yuri starts with a G something. And but allegedly before that, there were like 20 or so other cosmonauts they had sent up that had failed. And there's like allegedly radio recordings of like their radio transmissions back and
Black
forth.
Box.
where it's like, no, so like people picked it up. Oh. Like these Italian guys picked it up. And basically one's like, someone couldn't re-enter and they kind of like bounced off the atmosphere and then just got lost, like sent out into space and couldn't turn back. And you can just hear them like fading out as they're like panicking as they get go off into space.
Jesus.
And then one where like people burned up entering the atmosphere. There's like a recording of that. And apparently like a bunch of people died.
So there's an actual recording of someone drifting out into space.
Allegedly. But like, well, the Soviets denied all of it, of course, because the Soviet
Union, they deny
like,
everything.
They covered everything up. Because I was just reading about this when they shot down this Korean air flight in the 80s for flying over like Soviet territory, and they like denied everything at first. And then once the Soviet Union fell and it just became Russia, they eventually like handed over all the papers for it and were like, yeah, it happened. Here it is. So like the Soviet Union denies everything. And of course they deny it back then, because if they're in like a race to be like the first, they're not, and they have these like catastrophic failures where all these cosmonauts die and people get lost in space, they're not going to share that because that's going to look like a big blow in the race.
Yeah.
But I totally believe that would happen, because he like, you know, I don't imagine the first time you try to send someone to space ever, it's going to go well. Mm-hmm. I imagine there's a lot of trial and error there. Probably a lot of people died. Maybe Americans did too, and we just don't know about it.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Like, we needed to take from the government in that instance and give the people hope. Essentially, we needed to take from the rich to give to the needy, to those who needed to be hopeful. Some might call it a Robin Hood type event. Others might call it Robinhood.com. Okay. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. It's a non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. It's simple and intuitive, with a clear design and data presented in an easy-to-digest way.
Wow. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. Trade stocks and keep all your profits. There's easy-to-understand charts and market data. Place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. The Robinhood web platform also lets you view stock collections, including 100 most popular, sectors like entertainment, social media, and curated categories like female CEOs, and analyst ratings of buy/hold/sell for every stock.
Learn how to invest by building your own portfolio. Discover new stocks and track your favorite companies with a personalized news feed. You get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest.
All right, guys, I'm not going to lie. I've been goofing around on Robinhood lately. I really have. I got a couple of free stocks on there, ooh, so I've been monitoring those. Robinhood would like to give Super Megacast listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. You could sign up at megacast.robinhood.com. That's megacast.robinhood.com. And as always, guys, by supporting this, you are helping to support our podcast. But also, just keep in mind, you know, the stock market is something you should go in at your own risk and be careful. So those people that are legitimately looking to get involved.
Do your research.
Yeah.
First, I would say a little bit, like just even into Robinhood and into investing in general.
But Robinhood is a safe, fast, yeah, good way for newcomers with little risk. So
yes.
Have fun, guys. Get some cash.
Have
become
a good
the next
time.
Billionaire. Join that 1%, which Ryan and I...
we'll never be a part of.
Most likely, no. I wish. That'd be sweet.
We'll never be a part of that. Think about that. Like, I can...
Could win the lottery.
True.
Which, speaking of which...
There's a hole in my pants that leads right to my balls.
Can I see?
It's right there.
Yep. That's his balls.
Like, I'm gonna move my underwear just to be like, see? Look, it's a hole.
Oh, yeah.
Straight to my balls.
Oh, yeah. There's your ball skin and a little bit of the head of your penis.
That is true, yes.
Thing was smushed up in there.
Yeah, well, it's smushed in there, dude.
Yeah, it's tight.
I gotta bring it through the hole. I'm like suing. It's like suing a needle, dude.
Suing a needle?
Suing a needle.
Suing?
You know, suing.
I'm going to suing club later so I can sue a nice shirt up.
It's because of the way it's spelled.
I know.
I think about it, it fucks me up.
Every time I read it, I'm like, sue. Oh, so.
Sewing.
Why is it spelled
fuck
sue?
Fuck off. S-O-W-I-N-G, which is also a fucking word.
Because you sow your crops. Reap what you sow.
Yep.
Wait, is it S-O-W?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I think it is. Oh, shit. I don't have my phone, Matt. Look it up.
Okay, hold on.
Look up S-O-W.
Reap what you sow.
No. Oh,
Here's what I found. It's SOW for Reap What You Sow.
Haha.
Hell yeah. Let's talk about more conspiracy theories. So
no.
There's this thing called Building 7.
9/11.
Okay.
Was an inside job.
That's all you guys need to know. There's some crazy ones, though. A lot of cool alien shit. One of the ones that freaks me out is I watched a documentary with Aaron and Susie and Ross and Jimmy Wetzel, who looks like a pretzel. Basically about how, like, the governments of the world were going to come together and stage, like, an alien invasion to basically control people.
Unfortunately, the governments of the world are too stupid and...
That's what they want you to think.
And no.
They're just dumb.
No, like, there's not an evil... There's not, like, some evil genius behind Bernard Sanders or...
Bernard Sanders. I like just calling him Bernard. I'm a Bernard bro.
There's no evil genius behind Ted Cruz or fucking Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, there is. He's called the devil.
Or anybody. It's just a bunch of people who want to have money and want to be popular. And some of them want to do good. Most of them don't. And it's all about themselves. And it's not about... It's not about anything else but themselves, I think, for the most part.
Oh, well, politicians, yeah, of course. It's all just like, it's just a power
game. I don't think like a lot of narcissistic people can come together and form a plan together. Like, try to get all the narcissists in the world to do something.
Sociopathic narcissists.
Yeah, they'll all try to like swindle each other out, which is what happens, which is why nothing can get done.
Yeah.
Because everyone's fucking swindling each other.
We should be politicians.
I'm
thought
good.
About that.
I'm good. Yeah, I was thinking about moving to Ohio and becoming a politician there.
Brian, I was looking up gay soldiers on a Google the other night, and I found this guy called General Butt Naked, and he was a legitimate like guerrilla warfare soldier from like Liberia who would go into battle with nothing but his shoes and his gun, and he was just called General Butt Naked. And you can look him up; he has his own Wikipedia page. And I thought this was the goofiest shit. There's a guy named General Butt Naked until I found out that before every battle, he would sacrifice a human child and eat their heart.
What?
Yeah, and
when
now
is this?
He retired all
How
of this.
How long ago was this?
Not too long ago. And then he retired all this and became a pastor.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, and he's a pastor.
He's alive?
And he's a pastor.
Wait, a man who ate the hearts of children.
And went into battle naked with his little penis flopping everywhere and his gun and his shoes.
Are there pictures of him in battle
Yes,
naked?
There are. There's pictures of... I'll pull one up for you. There's pictures of General Butt Naked.
Would he eat just any... child's heart? Would he eat the enemy child's heart?
No, he would just, before battle, he would just sacrifice a fucking kid and eat their heart. Yeah, look, this is him now. He's a pastor.
Let me see him. That's him.
Is he Liberian, I think? I knew a guy from Liberia growing up, and he was terrified of cats.
He seems young.
He is young.
This what?
I think this is in the Liberian Civil War.
I thought this was
like
going to be like
Civil War.
When people had black and white photos and shit.
No. He would go into battle.
Robot.
He's a Liberian priest.
Jiggy, jiggy, jiggy.
Wow, look at this.
Woogie, woogie, woogie. Jiggy, jiggy, jiggy. Nice. Want a jig?
Oh, let's get jiggy with it. I can't believe it. Yeah, he's only born in 71. This guy is crazy. It's just he's a former warlord that would go out naked. Whatever happened to Joseph Kony, dude? Kony 2012, my brothers.
What's he up to?
I actually was reading up on him the other night. His army is down to like 100 people.
Wait,
as
really?
Of last
is
year.
Is he still like, is he still stomping around?
No, the U.S. stopped pursuing him because they deemed him no longer a threat to
I wonder
Uganda.
How that's gonna feel. Be like, yeah. It's like, no, we're bad. Nah, we're gonna focus on something else. What? Who's going to come after me? What do you mean?
It's like Tom and Jerry.
I'm the bad
guy. He loves the chase. He just wants it. I was reading about Joseph Kony. He believes that spirits talk. He can talk to spirits and that he is the messenger of God. And he believes that he can talk to 13 different spirits. One of them is a Chinese phantom. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah, he
Speaking
believes
of
that.
Spooky.
I know, right?
Mega, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I saw a picture of him wearing like someone photoshopped it. So he was wearing like a Supreme hat and everything. It's
you
really
know
funny.
What's really spooky?
What?
How much time of my life I'm going to lose to Red Dead Redemption 2 when it comes out at 9 p.m. tonight.
It's tonight?
Yep.
We got to record it. Bring it in. Let's record it tonight.
No.
Come on, Ryan! We need to monetize it.
So bad.
I want to monetize the Red Dead Redemption.
No, I want to enjoy it. Like, I enjoyed Spider-Man.
I do want to play Red Dead Redemption. Okay,
I
also
100% completed Spider-Man. It's like, that damn, game dude. Came out, like, last month.
That's crazy.
It's just like, I burn through games too quickly. I need to start taking my time and enjoying
You should
the
play
ride.
A long game like Chrono Trigger.
I've started playing Forza Horizon 4 or something. It's an open world driving game.
Oh, I love very I relaxing. Love games like that.
Very
yeah.
relaxing. Very beautiful. I got to send you some screenshots because their skybox is like one of the best skyboxes I've seen.
Ooh, I want to see that skybox. Let me get all up in that skybox, baby. Fuck, hold on. What were we talking about right before? Oh, yeah. I saw this post on Twitter, and it was like a screenshot of an article that was like, you can have gay cowboy sex in Red Dead Redemption 2. And I believed it. I thought that it, like, you could actually do that. Because I was like, you know, if they're going to, like, make it so, like, the horse's balls shrink when it gets cold.
Which there is actual photo evidence of now.
I thought that they would actually let you have gay cowboy sex in the game. And then it turns out it was just a fake Twitter tweet. Mm. But I'm disappointed you can't have gay cowboy sex. Because if we play that on Super Mega, all we're going to be doing is having gay sex.
With cowboys.
With cowboys. Not with each other.
Not with cowgirls either.
No. Well, you can't have gay sex with a cowgirl unless you're another cowgirl.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Arthur can be like, I'm a girl, and then have sex with a girl and be like, lesbian. Boom.
That's true. He could.
So
I really would like to play Red Dead Redemption 2, though. Looks like a lot of freaking fun. Excuse my language, but.
It will be, and I'll be enjoying it tonight.
Well, I hope you
you could have preloaded
email me
it.
Some screenshots.
You could have preloaded it on your PS4 if you wanted.
I could do it right now.
You could.
I could go home and leave all of the... I have so much work to do today. It's not even funny. After this podcast, I'm going to be sweating from my brow because of how much damn work I have.
Okay.
And I'm just going to ditch all that and go home and pre-download Red Dead Redemption 2. Why are you staring at me like that?
Because I want to fuck you.
Stop. Did you make me uncomfortable? I don't like those eyes.
Those beady eyes.
Those BDSM eyes.
I want my hair tied, but I got the cheap hair tie, so it after one use, it became stretchy, and now I don't have anything to...
You motherfucker.
Keep my hair back. Now it's just a lion's mane.
Ryan, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead and let your hair down.
Okay.
Sapphire and faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams. You go ahead, let your head down.
Thanks, baby.
You're gonna find yourself somewhere.
Okay, stop.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. I just
thought you liked it.
Sorry.
Thought you liked the singing, but
no, it's fine.
Can I keep singing?
Yeah, if you want.
Sapphire and faded jeans, I hope you get your dreams. You go ahead, let your hair down.
What point of the podcast is this, Matt?
This is the point where we're probably wrapping it up.
yeah. It's just like, we're both like, I'm sitting here like, I'm just like.
You're like slouched over and I'm just singing. And you're like, all right, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. I think it's about time.
Yeah.
Wasn't it spooky?
I thought it was very spooky.
There's a jump scare.
That was a jump scare for everyone. Look at that waveform on the screen.
To make it more, what a brick of a waveform. To make it more spooky. So there, now you can't say, oh, I thought this wasn't a spooky mega podcast.
The poor soul that fell asleep listening to this.
The poor soul who's behind a wheel while listening to this.
He's driving like an 18-wheeler and just fucking flips it and kills a family. It's plausible. It's possible, Ryan,
it is.
That you doing that could kill an entire family.
I've thought about that. Like, whenever we'd, like, jump scare someone in the podcast unintentionally, like, with a sound effect, like, they're like, that scared me. I'm like, what if they just jerk the wheel to the side real quick?
Or what if they're, like, in the kitchen cooking with a butcher's knife and they slice their finger off and then bleed out to death?
That's the new Boo 3 thing. We gotta go write this down. We gotta go tell Terry. Terry Crews, he's gonna star. Come on.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you have a fantastic...
Johnny Depp can be Madea this time.
Okay, Johnny Depp can play Madea. Scarlett Johansson will play Madea this time.
And by the way, I hope you guys are enjoying Spooky Mega.
Yeah, we got lots of more to come.
Lots of more.
Lots of more.
Dead Space.
Dead Space and one-offs and some...
When are we starting to release Dead Space?
Today.
Today?
And some spooky shit coming
Sweet.
Out. We got something new coming out this week that people are going to... Ooh.
Shit their pants?
They're gonna shit their pants. Oh. Anyway, guys,
Love you. See you next week. Bye. Happy Halloween.